Today is July 9th. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Todd Coppernall, I'm Tim Thede. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department was kept busy Wednesday in the morning. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at an address on Blue Ridge Road in the town of Arena. As a result of the investigation, Michael T. Draxler, 36 of Barneveld, was arrested for disorderly conduct with domestic. Draxler was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked on the charge. During the afternoon hours, the Iowa County Communications Center received a request from Probations and Parole to make contact with Seth T. Moore, 49 of Arena, on an active warrant. Iowa County Sheriff deputies responded to the address on High Street in Arena and took Moore into custody without incident. Moore was transported to the Iowa County Jail for the probation violation. And then later in the afternoon at 3:40, an Iowa County Sheriff deputy conducted a traffic stop near County Road Q and Esch Road in the town of Dodgeville. As a result of the stop, Ellen D. Schaller, 49 of Muscadet, was arrested for operating while revoked, interlock ignition device tampering, failed to install violate court order, and a probation violation. Schaller was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charges. In the evening, the Iowa County's Communications Center received a report of an individual at an address on Olson Court in the city of Mineral Point. As a result, Owen J. Martin, 43 of Mineral Point, was arrested on a warrant out of Dane County. Martin was transferred to the custody of a Dane County sheriff. Later in the evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a theft from Walmart. The suspect was located not far from Walmart. As a result, Ryan J. Jolin, 23 of Dodgeville, was arrested for bail jumping felony, bail jumping misdemeanor, and theft. The Iowa County Sheriff's deputy assisted the Dodgeville Police Department. A few minutes later, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle versus deer accident near County Road F and County Road K in the town of Moscow. Blanchardville Fire Department, Blanchardville EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Vice President J.D. Vance accused Governor Tony Evers of promoting fraud at a Wisconsin stop yesterday. At the Milwaukee's Air National Guard base, Vance claimed the state's refusal to turn over Wisconsinites' personal information to keep receiving federal food assistance funding was a scam. Vance said, "I think the only plausible explanation for that is that he cares more about protecting illegal aliens than he does the good citizens of Wisconsin." Vance endorsed 7th Congressional District Congressman Tom Tiffany for governor while talking about the White House's efforts to reduce Medicaid fraud. Vance also hosted a $10,000 a couple Republican fundraising dinner in Milwaukee yesterday. The field of Democrats running for Wisconsin governor is now down to 5. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley ended his campaign. In a statement released yesterday, Crawley said it had become clear he would not be the Democratic nominee and that he is focusing instead on his position as county executive. Crowley's departure leaves State Representative Francesca Hong of Madison, State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and former Wisconsin Administration Secretary Joel Brennan in the Democratic race. Assuming more than one Democrat stays in the race, the winner of the August primary will likely face President Trump-endorsed Congressman Tom Tiffany in November. A 17-year-old boy died after crashing into a tree Wednesday night in the town of Decatur, the Greene County Sheriff's Office said. WMTV 15 News reports that someone reported the crash to the Sheriff's Office Communications Center after 10:30 on the west 700 block of 10 Ike Road, about 3/4 of a mile west of Broadhead. Greene County law enforcement determined a 17-year-old was driving eastbound on the road when the car went off the road and into a tree. The vehicle stopped in a ditch on the south side of the road. Greene County deputies, Broadhead Fire Department, and Broadhead EMS all responded to the crash and determined the teen was trapped inside the car. An Arkansas man charged with kidnapping a Beaver Dam teen, a teen pregnant with his child, reaches a plea deal. Robin Colbert reports.
41-year-old Gary Day has agreed to plead guilty to one count of enticement by use of a computer to engage in criminal sexual activity and one count of production of child pornography. He faces at least 25 years in federal prison. A sentencing date has not yet been set. In February of last year, Day and the 16-year-old Beaver Dam girl who met online left the state, which prompted a multi-state Amber Alert. They were found over a month later at a truck stop in Nebraska. Day, meanwhile, also faces state charges in Dodge County, including child abduction. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Tourism released 2025 economic impact data showing that tourism in the eight counties along the Wisconsin Great River Road tourism generated $980 million, which contributed to Wisconsin tourism's fourth consecutive record-breaking year. Statewide, all-time high visitation drove Wisconsin tourism's $27 billion in total economic impact last year. The 2025 economic impact, an increase of 4.4%, surpassed the previous statewide record of $25.8 billion from 2024. The boost is visitation, economic contributions from all corners of Wisconsin, including the Great Rivers Road region, and strategic investments in tourism promotion drove the state's historic year for tourism. Wisconsin tourism welcomed 117.9 million visitors in 2025 for back-to-back record years for visitation and grew the number of part and full-time jobs the industry supports to 183,594. Locally in Crawford County, tourism supported 646 jobs and generated $5.7 million in state and local tax revenue. In La Crosse County, tourism supported 3,986 jobs and generated $36.94 million in state and local tax revenue. And in Pierce County, tourism supported 436 jobs and generated $3.8 million in total tax revenue. At the state level, tourism generated more than $1.7 billion in state and local tax revenue. Without this revenue, each Wisconsin household would pay an additional $692 to maintain the current level of government services. Wisconsin farmers will soon have more options when it comes to fixing their equipment. A multi-state settlement with John Deere requires the company to give farmers and independent repair shops access to key repair tools and resources. Attorney General Josh Call says the agreement will help reduce costly delays and give farmers more control over repairs. The settlement follows allegations Deere limited repair options by requiring many fixes to be done through authorized dealerships. Deere will also be required to promote the availability of those repair resources. Small business owners across southwest Wisconsin can get free hands-on training on how to put generative artificial intelligence to work in their day-to-day operations. The Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, supported by a USDA Rural Business Development Grant and in partnership with the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center, is launching AI for Small Business, a workshop coming to five counties during the summer, including Richland and Iowa counties. The series is led by Michael Brown, founder of the Driftless-based AI consultancy Rise Above. The series teaches fundamentals on how to understand what AI tools can and can't do, where AI tools can help, and what real risks are. The sessions will also teach how to keep adapting to technology changes. Owners will leave with practical skills and the confidence to evaluate and adopt new tools on their own. Not a single gadget that's out of date by next quarter. Each workshop includes hands-on practice, and attendees can opt in to one of the coaching to one-on-one coaching to work through their specific business needs. The first session is Monday from 8:30 to 11 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Iowa County session will be held Monday, August 10th from 9 to noon at the Iowa County Health and Human Services Community Room in Dodgeville. The sessions are free and open to local business owners. Registration is open now and space is limited. Business owners can reserve a seat at rise-above.net/AI101. You can get rid of your working and non-working condition electronics at the Electronic Recycling Donation Drive on Saturday from 9 to 8 at Goodwill in Richland Center. Drive up and donate your electronics for free. Safe recycling. The event is being held through Goodwill's partnership with the Dell Reconnect program. Items that will be accepted include computers and laptops, phones and tablets, printers and scanners, flat screen TVs, cables and chargers, accessories, and more. And Wisconsin's premier car show runs today through Saturday. The Iola Car Show Managing Director, Allie Johnson, says this year's theme of American Car Show and Swap Meet ties in with the nation's 250th anniversary.
We are doing red, white, and blue vehicles for our theme, and it's 1995 and older. On our poster, one of them is an AMC Javelin that has all three colors in it, which is just fantastic.
More than 1,000 volunteers provide staffing for the show. Special guests this year will include 70s TV stars Patrick Duffy and Linda Pearl and Sung Kang from the Fast and Furious franchise. Find a complete schedule of events at iolaoldcarshow.com.